On her first day of school, a young daughter was picked up by her father, and she was in tears. And her father said, "What's wrong?" She goes, "It's a tragedy. I can't read, I can't write, and they won't let me talk." Sometimes in school, by the way, that was a joke. Sometimes in life, we miss the very obvious things. When people pray, the goal should be to get close to God. Prayer is often defined as being with God. I received a call from an older parishioner recently, and her daughter called her a few times this week, and the mother said, "You don't have to call me that often." And the daughter said, "Mom, I just wanted to hear your voice. I just wanted to hear your voice." When we're young, we're very needy. We cry to get our diaper changed or to get fed. When we're teenagers, we ask for car keys or a car, cell phones. We ask our parents for many things. But as we get older, we begin to see the deep value of having a mother, a father, a brother, a sister, and a friend. And we value them for who they are. And we say, "What a nice thing it is just to be with you, to sit with you, to talk with you, to hear a few words of encouragement from you." Shouldn't that be the same with God? When we go to prayer, do we really want to be with God, or do we want a waiter with a menu from which we can order? Give me this, give me that, give me this, give me that. Thanks for that, thanks for this. In the mystical tradition of the church, there is no specific set of functions or steps that you need to do to achieve nirvana or personal enlightenment, because it's an interpersonal relationship with a living God who wants to share his life with us. And the way we live, by being good to one another, is the goal to enlightenment. Because God gives what he wants to whoever he wants in prayer. Wouldn't it be great if tonight you just say, "I want to spend 5 minutes with my God. Don't want to ask anything. Don't want to say anything. I want to listen. And I really want to pray to get close to my God." That's a great goal to have, because being with God rubs off on you. Being with the Father in heaven changes your life. So sometimes we use too many words, too many symbols, too many actions. And what we need sometimes is to simply be still and be with God, not having our prayers answered, but being with the person that we love, who is really the answer to all our heart's desires. And when you have that satisfaction of having God in your life, everything else falls in place. So today, for the rest of the service, maybe stop asking for anything and start focusing on, "I have a chance to be with God and his children." And sometimes that is so enough. Slava Iisusu Hristu.